Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy Teddy Love live in the studio. We got a special show going on. I got a special guest with me. Say hello to the fans.
Hello.
We're going to do a show today just taking questions and answers. We're going to start with Cindy from New York. Cindy wants to know, what is the best way to get her husband into BDSM? What say you? What do you think?
Oh, me?
Yeah. How do you think she should introduce her husband into it?
I think she should just be honest and just talk with him about it. And just kind of slowly introduce it into him. And I mean, don't want to scare him off from doing it or make him feel uncomfortable about it. But
yeah, I would say if you're going to go the route of starting with toys, start with something that doesn't look scary. A lot of times that will scare people off from doing whatever you really want them to do. And I don't know how far you want to go in the aspect, like if you want just a little paddling or if you want to do true deep fetish stuff. So just start with the basic stuff and maybe bring it to him and ask him what he thinks, or watch a movie or read a book and tell him that it excites you and all of that sort of stuff. The next question, I'm going to always let you answer first too, okay? So the next question is, I'm in love with a coworker. We're both taken, but we have to work together every single day and it builds upon itself. What do you think she should do with the situation?
Well, I think that she would, she should really, really just squash the situation. I mean, if they're both taken, you know, then she shouldn't be with the one that she's with. And then, I mean, if she wants to be with this other person, this coworker, I think then she should get rid of the relationship that she's in now. That way she can focus on what she wants instead of, you know, having to juggle and having to hide and having to have all these emotions and feelings that she can't deal with.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little, I don't know the situation fully, so maybe you have a work crush-ish where he's kind of like a work husband and you're just there flirty and that's what it should be. You just kind of use that as your fun work entertainment and you don't like cross the line of sexual stuff or any of that. And then I don't know if you're happy at home. So that would probably play into what's happening. And I don't know if he's happy at home or what the deal is with all of that. I usually don't think you should mix work and pleasure. It makes for an uncomfortable work environment. So I would probably not go into doing it really, really rough and stuff. I just think that if it turns bad at work, it can turn bad at home really quickly. It's I'm not for people cheating per se, but if you are going to cheat, you probably don't want to cheat where you work at. That makes it really easy to kind of like ruin home and work, things like that. The next question is, where is the best place to find potential dates? What say you on that?
My relationship, I think, was the question that I would say I keep calling it my lap. And, you know, you don't really find love to live by you. So it's fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't go looking per se. I'm okay with online dating. I'm actually more against it than I am for it, just because on Facebook, either you tell way too much business or you sell who you are instead of really being who you are. So you don't actually get to meet people unless you meet them. So I'm okay with you like meeting someone online as long as you immediately go on a date and like learn who the person is as themselves. It's easy to be whoever I want on a computer or sending you a text message, all those sort of things. I might be the greatest text message sender in life, but I can't complete real sentences in front of you at all. So that's the sort of stuff you have to kind of check. I never would suggest looking for love, though. Don't look for it and kind of let it find you. That makes way more sense for it to be that way. The next question is from a guy who no longer feels like he wants to be intimate, but he's married. So how does he approach this or handle it with his wife? They have sex once a week, and he feels like that's forced upon him, that once a week, and would like to have it at least every day. What do you think?
Well, really, I would try to find out what the real issue is, if he's into it anymore, if he's not into her anymore. Maybe he's not, you know, pushing it up enough. Maybe he's bored with what he's got. Maybe he needs to figure it out for some time. But, I mean, really, I mean, everybody's different. Some people just fall out of it, and they just want it. I mean, if you could be intimate and not have, you know, sexual contact at any time, and some people just end up being that way due to, you know, bad relationships and such. But I would try to figure out what the real problem is as far as, you know, what's really going on in the home with his wife. I think he needs to really talk with her and figure out if he just isn't in love with her anymore. I mean, the best sex that you can ever have is somebody that you are truly, deeply in love with, and you can't get enough of, you know. So, I mean, I would try to, like, find out if it's really.
Yeah, that's a pretty good response. I'm kind of at a loss because I'm not in the category of ever, like, losing sexual. I always like sex. Sex is good for me, right? So I don't turn down really. But I think that feeling forced is probably a horrible thing. It makes life miserable in any aspect if you feel forced to eat a certain diet or live a certain way. So I can understand your troubles. But for a married woman who is fully sexually vibrant, I also think that you kind of made a vow to put her first. So with that being the case, I think that you owe her a good, passionate sex at least a few times a week, because that is what makes her happy. So even if in marriage, when we make vows to be with each other, the whole key of any vow that is said is that I'm going to take care of you. So that is your job for everyone that's listening. If you get married, your job is to take care of the person you married first. Put them before yourself. So I would say forget yourself at those, like, average sex lasts 7 minutes in America. So take the 12 to 15 minutes that you need every night and take care of her, and then figure out your insides off on your own, and don't include her in that, because it's your job to still make her feel sexy and wonderful and beautiful and stuff. And that's what it will come down to. If, even if it's just a sexual desire thing for you, that don't want to de-beautify your lady by not making her still feel wanted. So if you don't really feel like having sex, eat her till she comes. That's my suggestion. Then you don't get anything out of it, or she gets out of it, and you're both good. That's how it should work. The next question is, your thoughts on interracial dating?
Well, we're all human, and it doesn't matter whether you're pink, blue, orange, black, white, purple. It doesn't matter. Love is love. Love doesn't go in color. Love is just love, and it's a feeling. It's an emotion. It doesn't matter what you are, what race you are, where you're from, where you live, where you were raised. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. Love is love, regardless of, and, you know, everybody's going to have their opinion, you know what I mean? But their opinions don't matter. It's whatever you and your partner feel, you know, is all that matters. I don't think that anybody's having to say so or judgmental to, you know, who you love and love.
And I agree with all of that. With that said, I've actually only dated white women. I just have a preference of dating, like, thick white women. So I'm for interracial dating, of course, then, and all my kids are, like, interracial and stuff. But I respect anybody not wanting to mix races, any of those sort of things. I just don't get if it's not what you prefer. So a lot of times you'll meet someone who says they can't date because their family wouldn't accept the person. Well, then I'm also confused why family would care who you love enough to disown you. Like, that makes no sense to me. my kids could do a lot of things, negative, bad things, and I'm not going anywhere. Like, that, they're my kids. So I feel like any parent that can turn their back, or any child that could turn their back on their parent for who they love, isn't real love. So I think you should be able to love whoever you want to, however you want to. It's your business. There's plenty of things that I don't do that if you do, great. It's not my business. So, yeah, if you like different colors and races or strokes and folks, then that's what you do. That's wonderful. That's what I say. The next question is, what is the sexiest environment or atmosphere to have sex in?
Well, I would say your home. Absolutely. Hands down, your home, your bedroom, your, you know, everything that you and your partner have worked for, you know, your entire relationship, and you're just your home and your big, comfortable, fluffy bed, you know, familiar and something, you know, that you should enjoy with your partner. That, you know, I've had, you know, sexual contact and you know, in some pretty wild places, which is exciting. Yeah, it's definitely exciting. It's just that, you know, you're married. I think the most wonderful place to have sexual contact is in your own bedroom, in your own home, and
Yeah, I think it's a tough question. I think I go through moods of what's better. Sometimes I like the loving ambiance of being in the bedroom, and then sometimes I like the wild craziness of having sex in a movie theater, right? So it just all depends on who and where, and one of the gals that I'm with loves water to be around. So for her, it doesn't matter where we're at as long as pouring down on her. So for her, that's really great. And so I think you have to kind of figure for yourself and just try as many as possible, like without getting caught, right? Because some of it's illegal. So you shouldn't like get caught with that sort of stuff. No one wants to be caught with the pants down. But yeah, just try a lot of environment. And I actually was on a radio show 2 days ago, which I'm not going to mention the radio show because the lady's weird. But she was talking about having elegant sex. And I think you should never do that when you're married and or in a relationship. Your sex should be as passionate as your love is for that person. When you get to the elegant sex that she was explaining, she was saying she has way too much respect for her husband to eat her or for her to blow her husband. I don't want to be respected that much, ever. Like, don't lose the childness of doing it in the car. Sometimes just bend the person over and do them in the car, right? Like, that makes way more sense and way more fun. Even when you wake up the next day and your back hurts because you're too old to be doing that stuff, that's like a fun reminder of still having fun with your partner. If we just every night at 10:15 go lay in the bed, have sex for 15 minutes, that's going to get old and horrible, and it turns into your job. It's just part of your daily routine. You get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, take a shower. Like, that's what you do. So you don't want a daily routine. So I would say definitely find as many environments. Use a kitchen table or a bathroom sink or, like, everything you can, a dryer, a washer. Just try everything, and then you'll know what your favorite stuff is. The next question is, it's a polyamorous question. So she has three men. They all live together. And she's trying to – they're about to move. They each have their own room right now. But where they're moving is a three-bedroom place, and she's trying to decide who and how they should stay in her room with her time-wise. And she just wants our advice on what we think.
Well, I can definitely say she's got her handful, that's for sure, with three men. I'm lucky to keep one man happy, let alone three. But I would say that they should. I think they should all get equal time. Figure out, whether it be days in this week or days in the month or day even, you know, week 7 of the year. I mean, whoever, you know, is. But it needs to be equal here. That way, you know, if you're going to have that kind of relationship, it needs to be, you know, disperted, you know, evenly. So nobody feels left out, nobody feels, you know, unwanted or unloved. I mean, it's that's the tough one. It really is. I mean, I really don't. I've never really thought about that, but it sounds very fun and very exciting, but it sounds like a lot of confusion, too.
in my mind. I think it just needs to be even spread out.
What I'll say is, so being in a polyamorous relationship, it's important to build the relationships individually too. So at times I have to just spend time with my wife, and then sometimes I have to just spend time with my girlfriend, and that includes sexual time too. And then at the same time, we still have to still just spend time, the three of us, and that includes sexual time too. So with that being the case, you kind of have to figure out, some may need more time. There may be a guy that loves being by himself, really, and he just wants to hang out every now and then. And you know the personalities better than we know the personalities. So you figure out the personalities yourself and then kind of go off of that. And I don't know if there's an equalness to it. I think if you go into a polyamorous relationship expecting equality, then you'll be disappointed every time because you'll always feel a little left out. At one point in the middle of a threesome, and like I'm Teddy Love, so I'm very confident in everything that goes on. At one point,